Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on July 26th. As the FBI continues to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, we look back to this day in 1908, when U.S. Attorney General Charles Bonaparte ordered a group of newly hired federal investigators to report to the Office of the Chief Examiner, the precursor to today's Federal Bureau of Investigation. In the 113 years since its founding, the Bureau has investigated everything from espionage to missing persons to terrorism. Surprising fact, when the Department of Justice was created in 1870, it was charged with enforcing federal law, but had no permanent investigators on its staff, so it was forced to hire private detectives or borrow personnel from other agencies. Also on this day in history, in 1775, the U.S. postal system was established, and in 1943, Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger was born. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.